Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky here with Elena Svetzelot. And she's from the Netherlands, by the way, but we just enjoy talking about parenting and helping families. So, Elena, I think I'll let you introduce our session today.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Scott and everyone listening. Really good to be back and talking again about parenting and sharing ideas. And indeed, a very nice topic close to my heart today. We're talking about how to develop a spiritual foundation in children. I think for many parents, this could be new. For many parents, this could be something they've perhaps have a lot of experience in. I know for myself, I have been raised in a family which became Christian quite late when I was a child, quite a young adult. So I didn't have so much background on how to help my children develop a spiritual foundation. So it's going to be so, yeah, I'm very, very interested to talk about this with you. And not only because of that, but also because of just the world we live in today and what's happening around us and how our society functions, what our children are taught in school and the friends they have and how everything is being structured and built around them to help them believe in certain things as opposed to biblical things. So, yeah, I'm very curious how you, what is your view as you work, as you see families working with children and working with families? How do you feel that this is being dealt in families, especially in Christian families? Do you see a strong, a process on how we teach our children to have a spiritual foundation or how we give them that? Is it lacking?
Well, there are more and more Christian parents who are hearing the alarm bells of our society saying, hey, I got to do something here because I can't just rely on society to raise my kids. Yeah. Now, so if I ask a group of parents in a parenting seminar, how many of you or who is responsible for passing the faith on to your children? Mm. And parents will say, I am. Mm. That's what most parents will say, I am. And I say, how do you do it? And they say, I take my kids to church. So what we're trying to do is help parents realize that they are the strongest spiritual influence in the lives of their children. And it's not something you just want to delegate. Now, I do think the church, the Christian school, those are great opportunities for children to get supplemental help. But what children really need is to see this faith worked out in the home. What does it look like for a parent to be able to manage emotions or deal with conflict or handle money or be wise in life? I mean, that comes when parents are exercising their spiritual lives at home. And when they can do that with their kids and we can demonstrate what spirituality looks like in practical terms, then I think children pick it up. That's when I think a greater spiritual foundation is developed. And so I'm very interested in helping parents develop a strong spiritual foundation, especially to counter the world's arguments and ideas that are out there today.
Yeah, I think it's more indeed so that we, or perhaps maybe the world you grew up in, it was perhaps not so, still not very close to the biblical truth, but it was more morally based on that. But I think more and more, I think, especially in the last few years, we've seen such a big departure from even the morality that was based on Bible, that indeed we are a minority, more or less, in a society, and we need to conduct ourselves within a society which completely disagrees with our norms and our beliefs. And I think that it's so important for indeed for children to go to church, because they see that they're not alone in believing in what we believe and in sharing that belief with others. But also, I think it's what you mentioned, not that cannot be the only way, and that's not the only way that we're gonna get them to practice and indeed seeing and leaving it. It's what it is and what makes a big difference. I know for myself and for my own experience, indeed, my parents were the people who made the biggest difference in my faith. There are a few beliefs that you mention in your book that are come with the fact that humans run the world, which how you call it in the book, you know, I'll just mention them because I think they're quite quite eye-opening, although we know them already. Truth is what you feel. Yeah, we already are familiar with that. Identity is found inward, so looking within you, inside you. Pleasure is the key to happiness. So basically we exist so we can make, and then we should be making ourselves happy. That's the goal of our existence. We need to put our faith fully in science. And our goal is to be comfortable and to find that comfort, and to live in the present without thinking at consequences. And I think these are really kind of, pivotal elements that really encapsulate most of the things that we are seeing around us in a society. So I'm wondering, having that kind of belief around us and that kind of pressure around us, we as parents, what can we do besides going to church, besides praying, maybe reading the Bible? Are there other things we can do to encourage our children to experiment or try to put their faith in God, basically?
Yeah, that's a good question. In the book, not only do we list those lies that the world's trying to teach our children, but I try in the book to give parents the kind of solutions. I mean, here's what the Bible actually says about these things. Mm. If you know that the truth is, and you recognize the lies, and you can point those out to your kids, which I think is really helpful for kids to grasp that and recognize it. I think it's just really helpful. Now, I do think that you can build in children a strong spiritual foundation. Mm. And I think you can do that in two broad ways. The first way is to what I call kind of the academic side. Maybe they can learn this at church or Christian school. Mm. And parents can do some of these at home. This is like, there are about 200 Bible stories in the Bible. Mm. Knowing each of those Bible stories and why they're there or what they teach us, I think is important. That's kind of academic. I think that memorizing Bible verses is a good thing to do, and children can do that. And I think that's good for kids to memorize Bible verses. If they could memorize a couple hundred Bible verses, key Bible verses, then they could really learn some great things. And I know that you've emphasized this a lot, Elena, and you have even flashcards and things that that are available for families to obtain and then use them in their homes. I think that's great, too. I think theology, there's some basic theology every child needs to know. Mm. They need to know about God's creation. Why? Because God created work, and God created family, and He created marriage, and He created you, and He has this grand purpose. So creation is a very important theology. The next theology is the fall. I do not think we teach our children enough about this. Mm. I think there are some children who believe that, well, I'm a Christian, so everything's going to go fine for me. Mm. And when pain and suffering and hardship comes into their lives, they do not know how to handle it. Mm. And so we must teach them that there was a fall. And because of that, sin has come into our world. And when we get that, then we're able to process better the bad things that happen in our world and the suffering and pain that exists, even personal suffering and pain. Then we recognize the next theology is the theology of redemption, that God is in, He saves us, certainly, but He's in the business of rebuilding, and we see redemptive kinds of things happening all around us that God does because of His initiative in the world. And so valuing that and appreciating it is so important. Then I think another theology that our children need to understand is theology of the church. The theology of the church is so powerful because God has given our world this mechanism or this institution called the church that is the safety net for the family. When families fall apart or when families don't have all the resources they need, as they sometimes think they do, but it's not long before they find out they don't. Well, the church is there to help be that support and that encouragement. And that's why we benefit from church a lot. And then just this whole sense of eschatology, where last things, helps us realize that God has this grand plan. That life is not an accident. Mm. And then when I used to serve the Lord, I do that because I'm a part of something big that God is doing. And it's this grand plan that He has. And we know the end of the story. And we know the climax of the story in Christ's death. We know the beginning of the story, how God created our world. We know all these things. Mm. And it just gives us greater confidence to live life. So all of that I've said so far is the academic side of the Christian life. But let's move to the other side, which is the experiential side of the Christian life. Hmm. And this is where children are learning to pray and see prayers answered and make prayer a daily part of their lives. So we're praying for them. Hey, son, I'm praying for you for your test today. Hey, would you pray for me? I got a doctor's appointment I'm a little concerned about. Reading the Bible, not just for the stories, but I'm talking about getting insight. The Holy Spirit is giving you insight. Here's something I learned from the Bible. It's the devotional side of the Bible. It's the service, where we're serving the Lord and watching him work in this world and being used. He's given us spiritual gifts. So we're using them, and we're practicing serving the Lord in ways that fit into his plan. It's all of these things that are the experiential side, experiencing the peace of God in our lives when other people are upset. It's just love and joy and peace and all of those experiential things. So I think that too is an important part. I don't think kids are going to get that at Christian school or going to get that at church. I think the great things to happen at Christian school and church, I'm all for that. But what parents need is to demonstrate that this faith is real. This is powerful. And of course, there's some kids that are resistant to that, you know, and so, but that doesn't stop you, because this is part of who you are as a parent. Mm-hmm. I am a Christian, 100% serving the Lord. And so it's going to come out in the way I talk, the way I think, the way I respond to problems, the way I initiate with other people, because that's who I am. And children are going to see that. And that's what's going to make the difference. And I think that's what's going to help them develop this strong spiritual foundation in their lives.
Mm. Yeah, really awesome explanation. I really love it. I think it just begs the question that we as parents need to stay close to the Lord, and we need to build up a strong faith ourselves, in not necessarily through our own power, of course, through the mercy and the grace of God. But indeed, to be able to give to our children, we need to have it ourselves first. You know, all the things that you mentioned before, when it comes to the theology and the academic side of things, I think it requires an understanding first of our own, you know. So we read the Bible, we understand the stories and all the redemption and how the fall unfolded. And so I think it's so crucial, and I do want to encourage parents to think about that you give from your own overflow, and you give from what you have. And if you don't know, and if you don't have, perhaps it's also more challenging. And I'm not saying that we should know the answers to all the questions. And if we have answers, we don't have answers for some questions, it's very easy to say, it could be easy to say, well, I simply don't know, but I'm going to try to figure it to find out, and I will share it with you. That can also be an answer. But I think in general, it's good to have a curiosity about God's word, so we can also share it with our children, especially when they grow and they will have more questions. They will be more argumentative, and they will bring arguments against, which we need to have a conversation. When they're young, perhaps you can tell them things. They don't question many things. But I think as they grow, they start to question and ask questions, but also question things and ask harder questions. I think that's going to be perhaps a test also for us as parents to pray and to stay close and to continue our own faith journey close to God, so we can be in that position to be close to them. Dr. Scott, what do we do when we make mistakes as parents? When we, you know, there are certain things which we fall into regularly as people. You know, we have weaknesses which sometimes are harder to change. Oh, how do we deal with those things when it comes to life with children?
See, I think it's a great opportunity to demonstrate spirituality. Mm. Because at the heart of spirituality is humility. When we recognize that we're sinners, raising sinners, that's what we are.
Yeah.
And it's not so much about perfection as it is about being authentic and real. I think that's what's going to help children connect with a real and a loving God. So we want to recognize we are going to make mistakes. And we apologize to our kids. And you say, look, I'm growing too. And you know, would you pray for me? Because I sometimes get angry like that. I don't want to get angry like that. I want to have a better response to you. So, all of that, I think, is part of growth. I think it's who we are as Christians, and I think that's what people need to see in our lives.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think it's nothing to be worried about if it happens. And if we feel discouraged, I think it's indeed good to be open and to be, very transparent with our children about some of our struggles. You know, I think they understand more than we sometimes give them credit for. I think it's such a daily bread, actually, to be able to share as often as possible from the Word of God with our children. And I think it's for them as well as for us, especially as they grow, and to help them see that love, to help them grow that for themselves. And I would say also focusing on listening songs, Christian songs that are very strongly theological, that have very theological lyrics, perhaps, you know, that encourages things that we have already spoke about, that can also help. I know there are films that are going forward and bringing forward the Bible story. So I think there are also other ways to do that, you know, to encourage kids to learn more about God and be curious about God, for sure.
Yes, yeah. Those are good ideas.
Dr. Scott, we are coming towards the end of the episode. Are there any specific areas you would like to share more insight into?
Sometimes parents feel like the kids are resistant, and maybe that's because parents need to be more creative and help kids see the, like Jesus did, you know, he used creativity and life experience to pass the faith on his disciples. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's an indication that parents need to do it differently a bit. But other times parents are just doing the right thing and kids are resistant. And we need to realize that, you know, you're planting seeds and they might not sprout immediately, but they're shaping eternity. And we want to keep our strong faith, reveal it as we can, and require certain things. We don't. A teenager can't say, "I don't want to go to church; it's boring." Mm-hmm. You say, "No." What we do in our families, we go to church. So come and make it exciting. Let's go. So we are using firmness sometimes to say, "This is what spirituality looks like." No, we're going to wait and pray together before you start eating, even with a young child, mm-hmm. because we're teaching them some what spirituality looks like. And so it's not easy. I think that if we're trying to be real in our faith, then kids will benefit and learn some good things. So that's what we're trying to do as we work together to grow a spiritual foundation for our kids.
Yeah. And I think it's also good to mention that there are more ideas in your book. The book on which we base our episode at the moment is called How a Heart-Based Approach to Parenting Changes Everything. And you can find that book on biblicalparenting.org. It comes together with 13 episodes. You can listen to video recordings of Dr. Scott explaining more, and all other more other information you can find on biblicalparenting.org. We are so grateful that you have listened to us today. And if you have questions, do share. They're on Spotify. There are comments you can make with questions, and we can look them up. And yeah, if you would like to share this episode with somebody you might think could benefit from it, do go ahead. We would be delighted to be able to know that other families are encouraged by them. That being said, I would like to say God bless you, and until next time.